Welcome to Genius is Your Birthright with transformational life coach, Christy Carotti. Throughout this six-week program, you will have your imagination ignited, your intuition electrified. You will strengthen and expand your memory in a very interesting way, sharpen your reason, and expand your powers of perception to an unprecedented degree. With these tools, you will learn that you have these extraordinary faculties and how to unleash them. Without them, nothing is possible, but with this understanding, everything is possible. This week, in Lesson 6, we'll explore perception.
Hello and welcome. This is Christy Carotti, and this is Genius is Your Birthright. Where I love to start each of our classes with is really creating that frequency, that mindset, that place that can make welcome hearing what it is that you are here to hear. I have all these ideas of things that I want to say and share, but something has brought us together right now because there is something here for you that is unique to you. And I don't know exactly what that is, but I trust, I trust my intuition, which we're going to talk a little bit about today. And I just trust that something that shows up in this class, whether it's something I say, a thought you have, is exactly what you've been waiting to hear. And in order to be receptive to that and even greater things, I like to set the tone with our class, with our gratitudes and something that we're proud of. So hopefully you have a piece of paper or you have a good memory that you can remember this in hopes that you kind of hold on to that gratitude and that proud of thought in your head as well as being in the vibration. So right now, let's just take a moment and let's think of something that you're grateful for today. Something that you're grateful for. And sometimes it's as not only simple but complex as the breath that is breathing us. Grateful for that. Grateful for waking up this morning. Grateful, deeply, profoundly grateful that we have another day of this life. That we have this beautiful day of life. Feel deeply and profoundly grateful. But whatever it is that you're grateful for, move into the frequency of that gratitude. And just as a comparison to help you realize that you really do move into that gratitude, I want you to think right now for a second something you're disappointed in. Just disappointed in that just didn't quite go my way, that the health of a loved one, the actions of a teenage son, whatever it is. And feel it in your body. That is a low frequency place to be. Now return to that place of gratitude, that thing, even if it's the breath that is breathing you. And feel, even when I'm sitting here in my chair, my shoulders go up and I stand taller. I am more receptive in this place to hear and to receive. Okay, and then think of something that you have done that you're proud of. Something that you have done that you are proud of. And those things together create the frequency that makes welcome this information that's being shared with you today from all angles, all places. This makes welcome you to receive that in and to gain the gifts that are here for you in this. So today we're starting with taking a look at perception. And it is just filled with absolutely amazing content. I think it's a great summary of all of the work that we've done. Some of the things that I wanted to point out, if you've listened to the CD, I love the story about nothing is bad unless you think it's bad. This was almost like the joke of the week. Nothing's bad unless you think it's bad. This week has been one of those monumental weeks in the life of our family where our teenage son has created a couple of acts right now that are incredibly disappointing. It almost feels like it changes the complete flavor of our family, the complete flavor of, you know, who we have been. It hasn't changed our viewpoint of our son, only in some of his actions and decisions he's made. And it's been so, so hard to step out of the way of my feelings, his gut-wrenching feelings of some of his actions over the last week. I mean, we're not talking just back-talking. We're talking some actions that have been involved with other people. These are pretty big actions that are coming with some pretty big consequences. And it's almost like the universe's humorous joke that this week is about perception and nothing is bad unless you think it's bad. And what I did this week, and the reason that I share my personal experience with you is that it's as a learning tool. It's not to share, you know, my personal life with you, other than to share the gifts and my own learnings that might be something that can touch your life. So in this moment, in this big, huge disappointment, I couldn't even get to the place of nothing is bad unless you think it's bad. But what I could get to, and I want to remind you, and I want you to create and make for yourself, is I remembered to check in with my partners in believing. These are people that know truth in spite of assumptions and appearances, okay? And that will hold that truth for me. And those of you who have gone through Dream Builder have had the opportunity to a little deeper dive under what a partner in believing is. It's like a mastermind. It's like where you can go to kind of access through a person that you know personally or a group of people, a place where you can go and they can know the truth about you. And I called one of my partners in believing, and I also texted my coach. And both of them brought me right back to that nothing's bad unless you think it's bad, but in very unique and personal ways to me. They didn't just say nothing's bad unless, you know, it's just they really coached and supported me in getting back to that place. One of the things that can stop us in our tracks is the question how. But how? How is it not bad? You know, how can this possibly be good? How am I going to change it? How am I, you know, and it's like those questions were stopping me in my tracks. And what does that lead us to do? It leads us to move in the direction of trusting whatever we call it, the infinite power, God, spirit, the quantum field, whatever it is that you call it. It reminds us to go back and trust a greater wisdom that exists beyond our own wisdom. And so it encouraged me to pull out this article that was written by actually my very first teacher and mentor, Dr. Peggy Bassett. I knew her back in the late 80s, I guess. This article was written in 1992. What was happening to her at this time is she was the minister of this very, 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 very large church, like 2,000-3,000 people. And she ended up getting Lou Gehrig's disease, and so she stepped down from the full-time ministry. And so this was actually her response article to why she stepped down. And a lot of people had a lot of thoughts about her and her illness. She says, "So I want to talk about perfection, even if I don't fit your picture of what perfection is. I want to talk about misfortune and sadness, the dark side to our lives. That side has essential part in perfection. For too long, we have defined perfection as how well life matched our mental pictures, In doing that, though, we are cheating ourselves out of the most joyous times because we are trying to make everything fit those static pictures. So here we are talking about having our mental picture and having our vision written out for us and practicing being in that vision. And here she is saying that we're missing a lot of life because these pictures are too static. Now, one of the things I want to remind you is that we talk about this vision as being very fluid, a fluid document, a fluid concept. But as we set that intention and we ask the question, what is a step in the direction, that moves us in the direction, and then we change and we move based on what, as we begin a deeper understanding of our direction. So to continue, I want to tell you up front, I've not always been able to see perfection in the middle of crisis. She read in a book that a crisis is only a turning point. Perfection can reside in every moment, but we have to look for it. And it can be found only in one place, and that is spirit. And so, like in my situation, that's like coming back to all this other stuff that happened, all the actions, all the ramifications, all the whatevers, and just having, and the hows, the how, and just pausing and saying, there is a greater source, I open to that. So we are always perfectly reflecting spirit as it shines through our own belief system, our own limitations, and our own biases. Whatever you are expressing is perfect. However, that perfection will increase in our lives as we begin to let go of things that stand in its way. And that's been another experience. So as I texted my coach, she was wonderful. She called me immediately and she said, I've got a few minutes. Let me support you. And she pinpointed, as I was talking, a belief that I had, which is, why do these things get in the way when I'm trying to build my business and my coaching practice and being able to serve more people, and yet now I have to deal with my son, I have to deal with my parents? And she pointed out to me that that's a belief system. And now I get to pause and repattern that when that thought comes up. So there's one great gift that already came out of this situation. And so that may be also the question that you might ask. It's like, what is perfection in my life right now? Having a garden or not? But not relying on your own intellect, but relying on a quiet moment in touch with your greater source. She goes on to say two basic beliefs. That's the title of this next section. And then she says, as I see it, there are two basic beliefs that determine the quality of our lives. Einstein spoke to them. He said that our life is determined by whether we live in a friendly universe or a hostile universe. Our belief system determines which kind of universe we are to live in, because there is only one power. If I am a victim to everything in life, that is my choice. It is not because spirit makes it that way. It is not because that is the way it is. It is because I have determined to interpret everything that happens as a victim. Victim glasses screen out everything but what proves that assumption. And, you know, that was one of the things that happened in this whole experience with my son this week, is that I had an intuitive gut feeling about this one boy being in my son's life. And it wasn't even about the son. It was also about his boy's family. And I just, it was like, I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't feel right. But, you know, I have a 16-year-old son, and you can't tell your kids, maybe you can, but I felt I couldn't tell him who he could have as his friends and who he couldn't. And in hindsight, what I realized was that this boy and this family live out of that place of perceiving themselves as a victim, and they create things in their life that proves that assumption. And I went right down the path with them as I became the victim to them and their way of being. I became the victim, proving the assumptions through the actions. I mean, like, really think about how these things are interconnected. So pause, I do not blame others. I do not blame even myself. I let go of blame. And that's the thing that we have to let go of in order to let go of being a victim. So then she says, the other way is to live in a friendly universe as a co-creator. As co-creators, we have the opportunity to use everything in our experience to assist that perfection to reveal itself. If we don't get stuck in labeling some of those experiences as bad, awful, or terrible, if we are willing to put our arms around all of life, we can use it all for revealing more of our perfection. Then we can say in the middle of a crisis that all is truly perfect. So this is about perception. This is about how we choose to see life. What kind of glasses? I love that she called them the victim glasses. What kind of glasses are we looking through into life? And we get the choice. That's what's so powerful about this material, is that it's just as simple as our thought creates our feeling. Our feeling creates our action, and our action creates our result. So with this example, so my thoughts are, first of all, that I'm not going to trust my intuition. And, you know, I can't stop them from hanging out in various places, but I didn't have to. It's kind of like inviting trouble in, right? I didn't have to go ahead and make him welcome. Not that I would make him unwelcome. And I think even in doing that, now I see the perfection. Now I have a stronger sense of my own intuition. My son has also witnessed my intuition and has a greater trust of that in me. And just a ton of things have been growing. This has been a wonderful growing edge for both us as a family, but also for Aaron in it's unfortunate that it has to be in an extreme way. But, you know, I guess we get to say that's the life of a teenager. So anyway, that was Dr. Peggy Bassett. And what ended up happening to her, what ends up in the article, I'm not going to read the whole article to you. I've kept this article since 1992, and I've used it in many, many of my teachings. But she talked about the idea that what she had been asking for in her life was to take a closer walk with God. And when she started to get this illness, the Lou Gehrig's disease, people started wanting to pray it away, to take it away from her, to change her, to say, oh, no, that's not the equivalent of perfection. And she said, you know what I asked for here? I asked for a closer walk with God. And in my stillness, in the place I have moved in with this illness, I have moved into a deep and profound, closer walk with God. Don't take this away from me. And I'm not saying that that's the path that we have to take, but that is the path that really, in essence, she chose. And she was an amazing example of going through this process, this experience. Yeah, obviously, I've been reading and using this article since 1992. Okay, so I want to get back to the material. So throughout the program, what you're discovering is that there is a you get to know. There is a you that has freedom. There is a you that can choose and create and has the authority to have dominion over materiality, to call forth from the invisible realm and shape in your mind an idea that actually is a thought form. It becomes the ability for this infinite thought substance to pour itself into patterns that you choose. And this is what quantum physics has been proving, is that the observer or the thought on waves changes the way the waves react, the way that molecules are formed. This is now becoming scientific fact, that our thoughts do change things around us. The molecular structure. And I know when I took that flying leap with Mary and I changed my thought of, oh, no, to I am well, that there was a molecular shift and change that allowed me to move through that experience with minor injuries instead of major ones that the doctors all thought I should have experienced. So it becomes the ability for this infinite thought substance to pour itself into the patterns that you choose. Amazing stuff. And even if you take it down to the simplest form, that when you have an idea, like I have the idea to create the creative way, and first it happened in thought, and then I took the action to create the result. So one of the things I wanted to point out in there is that Bob Proctor talks about the taking a situation that you're working on and move around a table looking at it from different viewpoints. Well, I ran the youth camps for years, and that was actually, I had a process in there we called the viewing point, but it was actually, we would take a situation and we would actually look at it from other people's viewpoints. And when I heard him talking about this and thinking about how other people might think about it, it also made me think about future memory that we talked about and learned about last week. And that's another thing that you can do that we practiced doing last week is saying, if I am the person who is, how would I look at this problem, this situation? You know, and that was really helpful for me today in looking at the situations with my son. And growing up with so many kids that I grew up with through the camp programs and things, and knowing who they are now and where they've come, and that in itself, knowing that he will get through this and he is a good kid. He's got it at the core of who he is, you know. So getting to that, knowing that as my future self, I can look back at that situation and I can even advise my own self from that. You know, just continue to love him, continue to listen, continue to get curious with him. I'm curious, and that was a huge thing that I did with him that my coach encouraged me to do, get curious. And I got curious with myself, too, around where are these thoughts coming from. And if you learn this tool of perception, that perception is up to you, you can change your life in an instant. It's perception that's limiting us. And the technique is to pause and replace that thought, the same old tool. Pause and replace. You identify, oh, that's a misperception, or that's a perception based on something that someone else is thinking. So I wanted to share this again from you two, the Price Pritchard book on taking a quantum leap. And one of the chapters towards the end of his book is called Make Your Move Before You're Ready. So, yes, we want to work on our perceptions, and this actually relates to this. You'll hear in this content here. Don't bog down in getting prepared for this. That they're talking about a quantum leap. Whatever else you need will come as you go. So there's kind of like that deeper faith, right? A person could make a career out of laying the groundwork to do something really big. Please understand, you don't prepare for a quantum leap. You make it and then fine-tune your approach. You go for it instead of forever getting ready, so you will be sure to get it right. Zero defects is a hostile concept in your pursuit of you to the power of two. First you act, then you frame out the details of your strategy. Move on your dreams. Start. Let it happen. Help you develop a coherent game plan. Mobility is a crucial element. Strategy formulation then evolves naturally out of your discovery process. You'll discover once you're underway that you know more than you think you know. Just trust your instincts. So what he's really talking about is not to do this blindly, but you have been doing your work. Trust in your intuition. But the biggest key here is to not let the getting ready and the doing it right stop you, because that is one of the perceptions that limits people. Once again, a quantum leap is something you are already prepared to do. It's not some absurd, wild-eyed scheme that calls for a fantastic stroke of luck just to have an outside chance of working. It's not an example of your reach exceeding your grasp. And it's most definitely not a matter of going for some grand goal that calls for painstaking preparation. A quantum leap is a move that is yours for the taking. Right now, it represents a giant step you can make merely by deciding to and open yourself up to the resources presently available to serve you. Getting ready is quite frankly a stalling tactic, an act of anxiety, and a con game you're working yourself into. You're already positioned to escape to a higher plane of performance. If you wait until you get it perfect, you will never get it at all. The time to start is now. You squared can only occur in the present. So look inside for the opportunity. Everything else that's needed right now comes from inside of you. The opportunity, the timing, the power to perform, these are in you, not in the situation. Okay, and where are they in you? In your connection to the universal truth, to the quantum field, to divine spirit. Okay, the formula for you to U squared, the strategy for making the quantum leap has been covered here. You have those answers. The answers to the questions that remain must come from the voice within. Now you must listen to yourself. Those are the sounds no one else can hear. Your dreams, your desires, the thoughts that burn the hottest in your mind, they carry the message that help you find your own magnetic north. They point the way towards the breakthrough to you squared. Look inside at what pulls at your consciousness, for there you'll find direction. Everything else is in position, waiting for you. Just do it. Make the quantum leap. So I wanted to finish just by saying that, and why I was reading this to you, it's the fly in the windowsill. You have everything you need right now to begin revealing this life. And you get to identify your perceptions, the boogeymen, the Delilahs, the biases that you've received, the ideas that are limiting you. So it's really about you choosing, looking clearly, seeing with those clear eyes, and connecting in, taking a closer walk with spirit in order to do that. Thank you, everybody, for your good work, amazing work. I hope you listen to this material over and over again. It's such rich and potent information, and every time I listen to it and every time I teach it, it's just I learn something new and deeper and go deeper with this.
That concludes Genius is Your Birthright. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Here are two exclusive podcast listener offers. First, for a limited time, podcast listeners can work with Christy in person at a deep discount. Christy offers a unique coaching modality of her own creation that helps clients discover their own answers to where they're stuck and how to move forward. As one of her clients puts it, it always works. This transformative process is designed to help you identify blocks and create breakthroughs in your personal and professional life. As a thank you for listening to the podcast, you're eligible for a special discount. Normally $97 for a half-hour introductory session, podcast listeners get a $70 discount automatically applied if you use this link, masteringtheartoflife.com/podcast-IWD-offer. That's masteringtheartoflife.com/podcast-IWD-offer. And that link is in the podcast general description as well. Second, you can get the entire library of Mastering the Art of Life with PDF notes and worksheets for each lesson, plus bonuses at no cost at masteringtheartoflife.com/9-month-opt-in, all one word, masteringtheartoflife.com/9-month-opt-in. That link is also in the general podcast description.